You have a Bible, turn tonight to the 13th Psalm. 13th Psalm for just a little while. Verse 1, it says, "How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me?" Now look at the questions that David's asked here. He said, "Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountiful with me." I want to preach tonight for a little while, if God will be my help on this thought, dealing with depression. Amen. Now you say, "Preacher, you're going to kill it." No, I ain't. You hang on. David come to a place in his life that he had never been before. David was a young man and he grew up happy in Jesse's house. He was over there and everything was good. And Jesse had sent him up into the mountain, praise God, to watch over the sheep. He was the youngest of the brothers, and it was his job to take care of the father's sheep. Amen. I'm glad that there's another one that we know, son of Jesse, praise God, that was brought in this world to watch over the sheep. Hey, ain't you glad for that? But we see in David's life here where he was, he come to a place and a point in his life. And he's going through a great depression. He was being sought by Saul. Saul was making accusations. Saul was bringing attacks upon him. Don't that sound like somebody we all know well? Amen. The old devil, he's attacking us. He's accusing us. He's bringing accusations against the brethren every day. He hasn't changed his tactics and he never will. Amen. But we see David, he was in a great depression here. He was about to just give up. Amen. He about come to the end of the line. And he was wondering, just how much more can I stand? I believe everybody in this place today can understand where he was. I believe every one of us at one time, if you haven't been there, you will be. Amen. In a great depression, a place of anguish of heart where you just wonder what's the use, or just throw up my hands and give up, throw in the towel and quit. But David, because of a great depression, praise God, just say, you know what? Well, life's just too hard to carry on. Amen. It's just too hard. I just can't go on no further. I've come as far as I can go. Amen. Have you ever felt that way? Amen, oh me. Praise the Lord. You think, what's the use? Amen. But I want to say, praise God, that's depression. That's a place of anguish of heart. A place where you begin to wonder if it's even worth living. Amen. You've all been there. If you haven't been there, you will be. David was there, and he was calling upon the Lord. I'm glad, praise God, when we get there, we can call upon the Lord. I'm glad we can call upon Him, praise God, and know that He is God. That He's still on the throne, praise God, and He's still our God. Amen. Amen. When this old flesh lets me down, praise God, He's still God. Amen. When the world turns me away, praise God, He still calls me unto Him. He's still God. Amen. Amen. And He'll always be God. But we can see as Christians, as David was here, praise God, we begin to ask the questions. As Christians, as saved, born again believers, amen, we might begin to question, and one of the questions would be, why am I going through this? Why this punishment on me, Lord? Sometimes life seems like a punishment, amen? Sometimes it seems like that we're having to go through this. Maybe you might make me begin to wonder sometimes, what did I do that God's upset with? Amen? What did I do that God would punish me in this way? David was crying out to God. He said, "How long wilt thou forget me?" He said, "Lord, you've turned away from me. You've left me. What have I done, God? What have I done that's broke your heart?" It's a question that when despair comes, depression comes, and we say it doesn't seem like God's there anymore. Amen. It'll happen in your Christian life somewhere. Amen. If you hang in this thing long enough, live in this flesh, praise God, hard times will come. Depression and anguish will come upon your heart. You'll begin to question even the goodness of God. Amen. Amen. You'll begin to question it. Born again believers, I mean, how many people that love the Lord, people that's been born washed in the blood, praise God, begin to, why am I having to endure this affliction? Why am I having to be in this place that I'm at? And you'll begin to ask the question like David said, Lord, where's your presence? You promised you'd never leave me or forsake me. In the deepest part of depression, we begin to wonder, where's God? Yeah. Amen. Where are you, Lord? I'm digging, I'm a calling, I'm a reaching, just don't seem like I can find you. Amen. You say, preacher, do you go through that too? Praise God, you ought to try to preach the gospel. Amen. You dig and you claw and you hunt and you seek till you find, praise God. Sometimes it ain't easy. Amen. There's obstacles between you and the Lord of heaven that don't want you to get there. But I want to say, praise God, the God of heaven, Lord Jesus Christ, is bigger than those obstacles. If we keep plowing and we keep pushing and we keep digging and we keep looking, praise God, we'll find a way. Amen. You can get through it, praise God. Amen. To the presence of the Lord. Back to that sunny place that Rex was talking about. Amen. Praise God, where the sun rises again in the morning. You can see the glory of God all over the place. Well, I like it when it shows up. Amen. You say to yourself, what's the purpose of what I'm going through, Lord? Is there a purpose? Is there a plan in this? How could you get victory out of all this agony? It seems like it's on my soul. Amen. Don't sit there and say, look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. Amen. We've all been there. I'm saying, like I say, if you haven't been, you will be. Amen. But pray God, yeah, if you haven't been there, you'll be shouting this person, pray God, I don't ever get to preach. Amen. If you've never been in despair, never been discouraged, praise God, never had any bout of depression in your life, seemed like nobody cared about you, nothing mattered, praise God, you ought to be shouting your shoe soles off. Amen. Amen. You ought to come in the door shouting, praise God, I would never get to preach. Amen. It'd be so contagious, praise God, everybody get some. Amen. They would. But yes, why? What's the purpose of all this stuff that I'm going through? Is there a purpose? Is there a plan? But you know what? It's all part of His plan. We go through the trials and the things of this world, praise, to make us stronger. So that when we come out on the other side, praise God, we can say, glory to God, I've made it through again. And then we'll come along somebody someday, and that same brother or sister will be going through the same thing. Praise God, you can put your arm around them, love them up real close, say, God, glory to God, just hang in there, it'll be all right. Yeah. Amen. Amen. When they're about to go down, praise God, you can throw an arm under them, praise God, hook them up under the shoulder blades, and say, glory to God, hey, let me tell you what happened. God brought me through this, and He can you too. A purpose. Amen. A purpose for what we go through. He's not saying, Lord, if there's a purpose, then where's the power? Amen. Why don't I have that power that I used to have? Now listen to me. If you're running on feeling, you're feeling run out. Amen. Amen. Hold me. If you're a running on feeling, praise God, you won't make it far. Your tank will be empty. Amen? You can't run on feeling all time and be running full. Amen? Feeling will let you down. Feeling will leave you by the side of the road. And I thank God for feeling. Praise God, I like what I'm feeling tonight. I like what I was feeling when they was singing and lifting the... Pray God, into the portals of glory. I like the feeling, praise God. Amen, you can't run on feeling all time. But what we have, praise God, is not feeling. It's power, the presence of God. Amen. You say, how do you know that, preacher? Because He lives in my heart. Amen. I take him with me everywhere I go. Praise God, I can't leave home without him. Amen. Amen. So I know that, praise God. When the hard times come, when I'm having to deal with depression, it seems like things is going the wrong way. This depression, discouragement. Amen. Might be a better word. So, well, preacher, I don't like that word, depression. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of people that's depressed. My doctor told me, he's dealing with folks, and he said, I've got four preachers I'm treating for depression. Amen. He said, they're depressed, they're discouraged, they're in anguish, praise God. Amen. But I tell you what, praise the Lord, God can bring you out of depression. Amen. But say, where's the power, God? Where's that? Power that'll bring us out of there? Amen. It's still in the Lord. Amen. That's why we don't run on feeling. That's why we run on the power of God. That's what He tells us. Praise God. He said, "How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me?" Amen. He said, His presence is gone. His purpose is not known. His power seems gone. Praise the Lord. But he said, consider, hear me. So what he says here, he said, listen, said, as a born-again Christian, we begin to wonder, praise God, why we're going in this direction. Why the punishment? Why not his presence? Why we don't have a purpose? Why does it seem like there's no power no more? You ever seem like there's no purpose in your life? I talked to a fellow the other day. He said, I don't even know why I'm still here. Now this is a fellow that's got two little boys and a wife, praise God, and just getting started good. He said, ain't no purpose for me here. I'm like, son, look at me. He looked at me and I said, you got two little old boys at home. You got a wife that loves and adores you. What do you mean there's no purpose in your life? Amen. There's a purpose, praise God, because them little old boys need a daddy. There's a little old wife, praise God, that needs a husband. And there's a world, praise God, that needs somebody to stand up with a backbone like a saw log, praise God, and say, I'll not compromise none of them. Right. Amen. Amen. The purpose. Have the power to keep proclaiming the goodness of God. So we see here, David looks at it. He goes out in a quest for help. He begins to seek help from the Lord in verse 3. He said, consider, hear me. That's the first thing we said. He says, consider. He said, Lord, would you just look at me? Lord, would you look at where I'm at? He said, Lord, can you even see me from where you're at? Amen. Do you ever wonder if God knows where you're at? Amen. Do you ever wonder? But he said, look at me, Lord. Look where I'm at. Look what I'm going through. See what I'm in. See the anguish of my heart. Amen. Say, look at me, Lord. Amen. You ever say, Lord, just look at me? Most time we do, and we'll say, Lord, look at poor old pitiful me. Oh, Lord. Oh, me. Oh, my Lord, look how pitiful I am. Look how pitiful, pitiful, pitiful I am. I'm lower than a snail's belly. Sliding in the slime, Lord. Can you see me where I'm at? Praise God. God knows where you're at. Amen. He knows exactly where you're at. Amen. Praise God. You ain't the only one that's been down. Praise God. There's been people that's a whole lot bigger than you that's got down and got dissuaded. I look at Elijah. Praise God. The prophet of God slew the prophets of Baal. Went and sat down and said, Lord, just let me die. Amen. What happened? He got depressed. He began to wonder. And he said, look at me, Lord, where I'm now. Running for my life. Ain't no hope, no purpose for me. I just don't see the power to save me. Amen. Praise God, the power to save me is in my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I couldn't save me if I wanted to. Amen. I can't save nobody. Amen. I tell you what, if I saved you, praise God, you wouldn't be worth killing. You wouldn't be worth nothing to nobody. Amen. If I saved you, you wouldn't be better off than what you were when you was lost. Amen. But when God saves you, praise God. But David said, look at me. Consider me, Lord. Consider where I've been. Consider where I'm at. Where I am. But I want to say God done looked at him. He knew where he'd been. He knew where he was. But God had a plan. God knew where he was going to be. Amen. God had done moved him back past where he was and had planned for where he would be later on. Amen. Glory to God. Ain't you glad God does look at you? He sees you. He said, consider and hear me. Not only did he say, look at me, Lord, but he said, listen to me. Amen. Does it ever seem like God ain't hearing you? Seem like your prayers ain't getting out through the ceiling? Amen. That you anguish and agonize. But I thought about this morning over in the study. I wonder if we really anguish and agonize with God from our hearts, or we agonize from ourselves in self-pity. Said, oh me, poor pitiful me. Here I am, and it doesn't seem like anybody loves me. Nobody cares for me. Nobody wants to help me. Nobody wants to come alongside me. And nobody wants to direct me. Nobody will help me to focus on what I need to be. Amen. Does any of that sound familiar? Amen. But when we go into the presence of God and we say, God, Lord, are you listening to me? God, I got something I need to say. Amen. I need to see your presence. I need to feel your power. I need to know you're there. Praise God. Amen. Amen. He said, consider and hear me. He said, look at me. Listen to me. You say, well, preacher, I wouldn't command God like that. Praise God, you would if you want him to hear you. Amen. He said, come boldly before the throne of grace. Amen. Praise God. What do you mean, preacher? I mean, praise God, if you have to push and elbow your way in, praise God, come boldly before the throne of grace. Come to be heard of God. Come to be seen of God. Amen. Amen. You can't come in, Timmy. Had some boys visit the house the other evening, last Saturday evening. Was it Saturday? Saturday afternoon before we went, Saturday morning. Before we went off to the funeral for the memorial service for Matt's brother. Some boys come in and they pulled up in the car and stopped in the driveway before we got to the house. And two young boys come out and come up there and had a little old packet in their hand. And they come up toward me and I said, can I help you? And they said, And I didn't know what kind of language they was speaking. And they said, well, we're from such and such church, and we just come and we've got some literature about church. We just want to invite you to the church. They told me what church it is. I said, I know where that church is. I said, I know that preacher. And well, their eyes got about that big. I said, he's a good man. And I said, you're blessed to be able to do this. Amen. And I called them on up there, and they pulled up there in the car. And I told him, little boys, I said, if you're going to do this, praise God, you got to do it with boldness. You can't be timid about your approach, because the devil's not going to be timid about reproaching you. Mm-hmm. Amen. If you're going to come up by somebody at church, say, come up, praise God, with a smile on your face, put it in their hands, say, glory be God, I'd like to invite you to church. Yeah. Amen. Because if you act timid, praise God, the devil will take it and he'll run with it. Right. Amen. That's why you have to stand up boldly, praise God. Come before the throne of grace. Say, Lord, here I am. Look at me. Listen to me. Hear me, Lord. Amen. It works out better, too, if you've actually got something to say. Amen. When you get there. When you meditated on the Word a little bit and you've hid it in your heart. Amen. So you can come before God. Amen. Then you can say, Lord, hear me. Look at me, hear me, listen to me. He said, let me know, praise God, what I'm needing, Lord, that you're going to take care of. Let me know, Lord. That's what David says. He said, consider me, hear me. And he said, Lord, lighten mine eyes. Amen. He said, turn the light on for me. Let me know, praise God, that you're hearing my pleas. Amen. Come boldly. You want to deal with depression, you get depressed, you get in anguish, praise God, heart, find you a place, a hole in the wall somewhere, praise God, get on your face and cry out to God. Amen. Amen. From the depths of your soul. He said, well, preacher, I'm just so depressed, I can't pray. Amen. You should never be too depressed to pray. Amen. What you are, you're too discouraged to pray. Amen. What you need to do is get past that and just cry out to a holy God. Cry out the top of your lungs, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we have something that we really need, we ain't afraid to ask for it. Amen. If we really need something, your kids need something, they ain't a bit afraid to come and say, Daddy, I'm about $100 short. I said, you look short to me. Could you spot me $100 till I get paid? Amen. But they come boldly because they expect Daddy to meet a need. Amen. Every time. Amen. They know Daddy's got it, praise God. Amen. And God knows where that come from. Amen. But I won't say our Heavenly Father's got as much, praise God, as anybody and more.
Amen.
We come, praise God, we get into prayer, come before God, expecting God to hear our pleas. Amen. Dealing with depression. Just come boldly before God and say, Lord God, here I am. My old cart's a waddling, the wheels is a shaking, praise God. It's empty, Lord. God, I need some substance, praise God. You know what's wrong with most Christians? We ain't got no substance. Amen. We're running on empty. Amen. We need to be filled up. Need to be filled up, loaded up, running over, praise God. Amen. So when depression, praise God, we just throw a little kindling on the fire and keep on trucking for glory of God. Not only did he have a quest for help, but he had a quickening of the heart. Look what he says in verse 5. He said, but I have trusted in thy mercy. Amen. See, David gets down here in this, the bitterness of depression. When he's dealing with depression, praise God, he said, wait a minute. Hey, Lord, I'm going to do what I've always done, Brother Robert. He said, I'm going to just trust in you, Lord. He said, God, hey, this ain't the first time I've been down. This ain't the first time I've traveled this road. But God, I'm just going to trust in your mercy. Amen. Amen. That's what Christians do, praise God. That's what born-again people do, Lord God. They realize Jesus has already won.
Yeah.
Amen. And if Jesus won, we're one with Him, so we've won too.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't nowhere to quit. Can't back up, praise God. Just press on, glory to God. Realize, amen, we've been made a quickening spirit, glory to God. Something in us won't let us die. Praise God. David here says, my enemies want to kill me. Take me off to move me off the face of the earth. Amen. But praise God. He said, you know what? They might kill the body, but they can't touch. Like old Job, they can't touch his soul. It belongs to God.
Amen.
You know what we need to do, church? We need to make sure our soul's done been given to the Lord. The Lord, our soul belongs to Him, praise God. You don't have to worry about the body. Because praise God, one day God take care of that too. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody may kill you here. We may go out of here, church, in a martyr's death. Somebody might bust through that door next Sunday morning and kill every one of us. Amen. But if we've been born again by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we'll be in heaven. And one day, in a little while, we'll get that glorified body. Like unto the Lord's that'll never die. Believest thou this? Amen. Glory to God. I believe with all my heart. Amen. I can shout and praise my shoes, souls off because I know who my Redeemer is. And I know that He liveth today.
Amen.
When I get in a gall of bitterness in the dealing with depression, praise God. I just remember the Lord. I remember where God brought me from. I was down there lower than a worm in the bottom of a barrel, praise God. When Jesus come to me and saved me by His marvelous grace, He took something and made somebody out of it. David said, I remember, Lord. Amen. What do you say? I say, David, come out there with a shout, praise God. Amen. They wanted to beat him down. They wanted him to be discouraged. The devil wanted to get him where he wanted to be. But praise God, he come out shouting a victory.
Amen.
Praise God. He remembered where the Lord brought him from. He said, I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. He said, I come out, praise God, quick in his spirit. He said, I come out and remember. He said, I come out rejoicing. Amen. You know how you come out of depression? When you're dealing with depression, you come out rejoicing in your heart in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. It's just old devil and the demons of hell that'll hold us down and hold us back. Amen. Dr. Shock and Dr. Spock and Dr. Reveal, praise God, try to tell you this and that and another. I want to tell you, when you're dealing with depression, praise God, you can shout it out, praise the Lord. Amen. Get those, cast them demons out, glory to God. Get away from devil, put away all unbelief, amen, and just say, Lord Jesus, I'm trusting in Thee, amen. Praise God. The devil, Lord, that's what the Lord did. Amen. I seen that in my, that Gadarene maniac, Lord God, been living in them tombs in depression, cutting himself. Oh, well, why am I here? Why am I going through this? Oh, where's the presence of God? Till the presence of God showed up. Amen. When the Lord Jesus showed up, praise God, and he recognized the Lord, praise God. The Lord cast those demons out. The Bible said he come out clothed and in his right mind. The depression was gone. The cutting was gone. The anguish was gone. He come out shouting, praise God. Wanted to go with Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Lord of God, when the depression's gone, praise God, rejoice. There'll be rejoicing all around. Amen. That's what I like, when he's rejoicing all around. Amen. We say, how can he rejoice? Praise God. He said, I will sing of the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. You know what David's saying right there? Praise God. He said, I had full restoration in the Lord. Amen. I was down about here, praise God, and God brought me up way above here. Amen. He took me when I was down and almost out, praise God, and he lifted me up and out, glory to God. Put my feet on a solid platform, on solid rock, praise God, of my salvation. Help me realize, praise God, who I was. Amen. Praise God. He said, I was saved by God's mercy. I trusted in the marvelous grace of God. I trust in the Lord of my salvation. Amen. Praise God. He gave me victory over my depression. Amen. He said, I just thought I was having a hard time. Amen. I was looking at the things around me. Amen. If we ain't careful, we get caught up looking at the things around us. And we forget to look about the things above us. Amen. The things above us where important stuff is happening and going to happen and is promised to happen in the near future. Where one day the skies will part and a voice of the archangel, trump of God, and he'll say, come up hither. Amen. Glory be to God. And we'll lose gravitation. Go up to be with the Lord in the presence of a holy God. Amen. To be gathered up there, praise God, to meet all those loved ones that's gone on before. Can you imagine what that's going to be like? When old devil tries to get you into depression, just do this. Just think about all those ones that's already in the presence of God. That those that are asleep in Christ, God will bring with Him. All these graves of loved ones that's died in Lord Jesus Christ, buried all over this place, they're all in heaven. And one day when that shout and that voice, that archangel come, praise God, we're going to go out of here. And the Lord's going to say, hey folks, let me have your attention a minute. But you know what? I believe they're already all standing at attention. He said, oh, I've already got your attention. He said, you've had your attention on me all day. Amen. Since you got here. Amen. And said, we've got to go meet some folks. We got some folks coming home today. Said, we're going to have a little reunion. Said, I've been planning it for a while. Oh, it's going to be so wonderful. Boy, I said, before he get that saved, boy, we'll be in the presence of all those. Can you just imagine? I don't know how it's going to happen. Could you just imagine, you know, being out there in the clouds? We're going to meet them. He said, we'll meet them in the cloud. And all of a sudden, up through them clouds, all of them come, and there's all those loved ones that we've known. All those that we've went to church with, all we've worshiped with, all that we've loved with in the presence of God. Think about the best church service you ever had with those people. And it won't even, glory to God, it won't even compare to what that day will be like. Glory to God, we'll shout and holler and scream and hug and love and kiss. Amen. Glory be to God. What a day that'll be. Well, you say, Pastor, when the devil tries to get you down and get you depressed, praise God, just think about what God's... David said, glory to God. I know what's ahead of me, Lord. I don't know why I went there. I know you see me. I know you're looking. I know you're present. I know you've got a purpose. Oh, God, thank you for just allowing me to be a little bitty part of it. Amen. He said, but now I'm seeing in the portals of glory. He said, I'm seeing the gates of home. Amen. And he said, nothing's going to bring me down. Amen. I believe he started singing that old spiritual praise God. Nothing's going to bring me down, praise God. Just shouting and praising and giving God glory. In the presence of the Lord, praise God. You say, he hadn't made it home yet. Praise God, in his mind he had. Amen. When we get where God is in our mind, amen, we've made her home. Amen. It's just a next step to being in the place. But David come out completely restored. Amen. See, we can too. We just can't stay where our flesh and the devil would put us. But we got to come out with a shout, praising the Lord, realizing that one day in a little while, praise God, everything is going to be just fine. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you're dealing with depression, you know somebody dealing with depression, praise God, just pray and seek God's face, just love the Lord, and realize everything happened for a purpose. But glory be to God, we just have to just trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and look for Him to deliver us again, just like He did the first time. Amen. You couldn't be no more depressed and suppressed than when you was lost without God. You couldn't be no lower than that. And God brought you out of that. Amen. And if He delivered you out of that, He can deliver you again. And again, and again, and however many times He has to deliver you, praise God, He will. Hey, and after all, amen, the Lord say, Rex, this is only a test. Amen. It's only a test. Amen. Glory to God. But I want to pass with flying colors, don't you? Be in the presence of the Lord. Bless His holy name. And one day we will. We just keep looking to the Lord. Realize and praise God one day in a little while. We'll all be home. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stand with me.